counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Dogmatic.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It is the Earshot 20. How's it going? Good? Excellent. Me too. I'm going to have a conversation with everybody this time around. Brian, how are you?
No, that's okay. I don't want to be part of this conversation.
All right.
You go ahead.
Okay. So it's the Earshot 20, in case you don't know. And every week, Brian and I count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Sometimes Brian's jovial, sometimes he's not. Today seems like it might not be a jovial day.
It's your pants.
The jeans that I'm wearing.
Yeah, threw me off.
I didn't wear dress pants to the show today. What a shame.
Not professional enough.
And we get these charts every week from earshot-online.com. It's a great website, and Brian will tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find that Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. This week, 34 stations reporting. You can also find specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
And you can find us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to contact us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. You can get a feature on this show. We do an interview. We play a song from your album as well. And we're doing that today for Denny Lage. He is going to be joining us a little later on in the program. We're also going to talk to Stephen Karlik. And I remembered again this week, we're going to do the lowdown. I'll never forget that again. Now.
You only forgot once.
I think I did it twice.
No, once.
Yeah. Once? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's not bad then. In 95 episodes, I've only forgot
and
once.
And one time I did it, and then we had to cancel the show because... Just
illnesses.
I didn't want you to be here.
It was foolishness. Complete foolishness. I do have a question for you. And this is important for listeners, so I want to put it out there. Radio for All, is it okay? Is it still alive and breathing?
Right now.
Okay. All right. There was some concern, so I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to tell them. But you can find this program a couple of ways. It is radioforall.net, and you can also podcast the show on iTunes. And tell you all about that a little later on in the program. But first, we're going to kick things off, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 20. And it looks like some pretty new stuff at the very bottom of the charts.
Lots of new stuff this week. 3 debuts in the top 20 and 5 new records to the program. We're going to start off with a set of 3 albums that we haven't heard from before. You're going to hear from number 20 up from number 40, Old Man Ludkai. He has a new EP out called I Never Sang Before I Met You. And you're going to hear a track called Sorry If I Let You Down. At number 19 up from number 24 is the new self-titled album from The Royal We. You're going to hear a track called Siren Song. And at number 18 is Morning Face, the first proper album release from acclaimed alt-rock, anti-folk singer-songwriter Beck in quite some time, described by him as a companion piece to his 2002 confessional LP, Sea Change. And you're going to hear a track called Turn Away.
The Royal We, my favorite band name. I just, for so many reasons, I think it warms my heart.
That's good to hear.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. Here is Old Man Ludkai, number 20 on the charts this week. It's the Earshot 20.
I never sang before I met you. I didn't know that I could. I woke up singing in the morning, lying near you, and I knew that I would. I don't know why I'm angry with the world. I got you and what I wanted. My dream coat never fit me right, not at all. And from the past I'm haunted. I'm sorry if I let you down. Sorry if I let you down. Whoa. Sorry if I let you down. Sorry if I let you down. Whoa. How the Finger Lakes point dull and gray. I have been lost most of the day. Dropped here on the wings of youth, in the battle between need and truth. I'm sorry if I let you down. Sorry if I let you down. Whoa. Sorry if I let you down. Sorry if I let you down. Whoa, whoa. I am not the weeping willow. I do not mourn like a dove. I got everything that I ever wanted when I call you love. I'm sorry if I let you down. Sorry if I let you down. Whoa. Sorry if I let you down. Sorry if I let you down. Whoa. My plight, I'll leave my sword upon the battlefield, my darling, when I kiss you goodnight.
Number 19.
Just a vision from the past.
you heard the singing, you heard your voice, you had no power, oh, you had no choice.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 18.
It's Earshot 20.
That was Beck with a track called Turn Away from his first record in 6 years called Morning Phase at number 18, debuting in that spot this week. At number 19, up from 24, was The Royal We, and you heard a track from their new self-titled album, Siren Song, and you also heard from Old Man Ludica at number 20, up from number 40. His new album's called I Never Sang Before I Met You, and you heard a track called Sorry If I Let You Down.
I wonder if anybody out there cares that I've got some scruff going on, and I kind of like it.
Stop rubbing it.
I'm sexy, and I know it. Look, listen.
No.
Can you hear that? No. No good.
Stop it.
No good. Now I wanted to I wanted to mention this because I thought this was pretty cool. I heard this yesterday, and I wanted to mention it today because I think any of our listeners out there who are avid music fans will probably be able to guess a good portion of this because of the music that we play and the genres that we play. Oshiega has released a poster.
It's pretty fun. I
for
saw
people
it today.
To guess who they think will be performing at the festival, and they've got like prizes and stuff. You can win the poster, and but you can also win tickets if you guess. I assume it's a certain amount, but it is kind of cool. Like I saw a few people's guesses of like because you tweet at them with their hashtag and Oshiega 2014, and one of them is like, you know, there's out is written in the cloud, so people think that that might be Outkast as one of the performers. I was like, that's pretty clever. And then there's a Half Moon, and people are like, oh, that must be the band Half Moon. I don't know some of these bands, but I know who Outkast is. Half Moon, not a clue.
I saw one that was Pusha T. That one.
Pusha T.
I saw one that is
Is it that was that must be the cross and the man walking towards the cross at the top of the hill, maybe.
No, it's a box of tea and it says push.
Oh, okay.
There was one that was a jack-o'-lantern, a pumpkin with Jack on it, so or no, with white on it, so Jack White, I guess.
That's pretty good.
Well, I was trying to figure out what it was because it was pumpkin, but I was a jack-o'-lantern.
Jack-o'-lantern. I don't know. Jack White, maybe. That. And there's one that says Je Heart Lena, and I wasn't sure like if that was like obviously female Canadian singer maybe, and they're beside a person who's dressed in Montreal Canadian gear, so I was like, must be from Montreal.
Of Montreal's band.
Oh. See, this is, it's so good. Go to the Oshiega website and just check it out and then tweet at them. And the contest ends on March 14th. And then following that, they'll announce who is their full lineup. But I think it's a neat way, definitely, to introduce a lineup for a concert and keeps people guessing right up until the last minute. It's good. All right. I'm done. You can go.
We're going to jump back into the charts here. 3 debuts in a row, as I said, from number 18. You heard from Beck, and debuting at number 17. Starting off this set is the album Sun Structures, the debut record for an hotly tipped psychedelic quartet Temples from Kettering, Northamptonshire. They debut in that spot, and you're going to hear a track called Shelter Song. Debuting at number 16 is globally minded Canadian virtuosos, the Soul Jazz Orchestra, who return with their 6th record, Inner Fire, and continue the band's expansive musical journey, fusing intricate Eastern influences, Afro beats, Egyptian jazz, Latin styles, and spiritual elements. You're going to hear a track called Kingdom Come.
Stephen Karlik is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stick around for that. And also we'll hear from Danny Lage. Here's Temples at number 17 this week. It's the Earshot 20.
Take all the time that you want to make.
number 16.
Had me up out of my seat.
From their new record, Inner Fire, that was the Soul Jazz Orchestra debuting at number 16 with a track called Kingdom Come. And debuting for that at number 17 was Temples. Their debut album is called Sun Structures. You heard a track starting off that set called Shelter Song.
It's the Earshot 20. The countdown is continuing, but we're going to take a break from that right now and head to the phones as we begin our chat with Stephen Karlick, Senior Editor for Exclaim, and he's giving us the breakdown on what's happening in entertainment news and kicking things off with a unique story about Kurt Cobain's possessions supposedly sold on Craigslist.
Yes, or so we thought. So on Monday, it was revealed that a bunch of Kurt Cobain's old stuff was put up on Craigslist, a man claiming to be his roommate in the early 90s was putting items up for sale, including a pair of skis, a telephone, and like a handheld video game thing. He didn't provide any evidence that they actually belonged to Cobain, but wrote, "I have pictures of Kurt with some of it, and I have some friends that will talk to you and will say that this is Kurt's stuff." Which, if you ask any collector, sort of raises some red flags, having any certificate of authenticity or anything.
Doesn't sound very legit.
Just ask his friends.
Yeah.
And it was revealed, actually, just a day later, that it was somebody at Sub Pop, their receptionist, Derek Erdman, a confessed lover of pranks, who told Revolt that it was him. He just found a bunch of photos of early 90s type stuff on Google, posted them on Craigslist, and did the ad. But surprisingly, he's actually got tons of responses from quote, serious collectors who wanted the items shipped, and Erdman pointed out, "Have you ever shipped skis? That sounds like it would be really difficult."
I wonder what's going to happen to him. That sounds like quite a prank to pull.
Well, I mean, I think anyone with half a brain or more would assume that when someone says, "Just ask my friends," that it's at least a prank or at most fraud. So there you have it. And also the idea of Kurt Cobain downhill skiing is sort of hilarious. I don't know. I just can't see it.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. Well, good luck. Good luck to anybody who reached out, and at least they didn't sell anything. That's the didn't actually sell anything to them. And
well, what's sad is it sounds like they could have. Sounds like people were ready to buy it, and I think the guy was like, "Okay, that's not what this is about. I'm just playing a prank." But apparently, people took it seriously.
The internet is strange. We'll head over to another story now. White Lung have signed with a new company and are sharing a new video.
Yes, White Lung are a beloved Vancouver punk band who I have in the past voted for on Polaris, and I am a big fan of. They are putting out their next record on Domino, which is a big deal for anyone who knows like where they started. Their next album hasn't got a release date yet, but they'll be putting out a 7-inch with a new single called "Drown with the Monster" soon enough. There's also a video online that you can watch. They've released a couple singles so far this year, and all of them have been amazing. So anyone I know who's a fan of this band is really looking forward to the next album, and also really proud that they've made it to such a huge... Domino is a huge record label in terms of indie success.
And White Lung, very popular on our charts. Their albums normally charting very high with us when they release them, so we'll probably be hearing from them when their new album drops.
Sweet.
All right, we're going to jump back into the charts now. Steven's going to stick around. We'll catch up with him again in the second hour of the program. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Sitting still at number 15 is Mogwai from their new record, Rave Tapes. Here's a track called MasterCard.
Number 15.
We'll be right back.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 14.
That was Molly by Pie Pie from their new record Pagan Day at number 14, down from number 9. Sing Silver number 15 was Mogwai from their newest album Rave Tapes, a track called MasterCard.
It's the Earshot 20. We're taking a break from the charts now. Danny Lage is on the road putting on some shows on the East Coast, and we caught up with the Montreal-based Canadian power pop artist to chat. Danny, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Oh, hey, how's it going? Thank you.
No problem. You're on the road doing some touring right now on the East Coast. Next month, you'll be in Ontario. What else has been going on with the band outside of touring? Are you doing any writing or recording?
Well, for someone like me, I'm constantly writing songs. So, I mean, that's always been the focus of the whole thing. But yeah, we actually have a record in the can, which we haven't done anything with. And we also went down and recorded another record about a month and a half ago. And or not even a month ago, actually, and that's kind of sitting pretty as well. So,
and you started in Quebec with this tour. You made your way east with shows happening now in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. What's your favorite part of touring and putting on live shows?
My favorite part of well, touring, I don't know. I just like doing it, right? So none of it actually feels like work or anything for me. So.
And people can go to your website as well, and they can check out all of the dates that you're doing. Now, you released Telepathic Voices in November 2012. 2 years prior to that, you had The Match, and both very pop-driven albums. In some cases, I could get a bit of a bluesy vibe out of it as well. Will you move in a different direction for your upcoming record, or keep things similar in the sound and feel?
Well, the thing is, I never really try to write the same song twice, right? So it's always been kind of the key. I mean, when I did the match, I was, you know, really into, like, what was going on in England in the late 70s, I guess, or mid-70s. I was really into, like, the Stiff Records stuff going on. So you hear lots of early, like, kind of Nick Lowe in there and some early Costello or Reckless Eric and that kind of stuff. And also, I was also listening to a lot of Tom Petty during that time, and Guided by Voices has always been a big influence on me. So I think the match has all those kind of influences kind of thing going on. So.
And do you have any other projects in the works for yourself outside of touring with the band and recording and writing? Is there anything else going on with you?
At this point, I've been really focused on the band and kind of getting it off the ground kind of thing. So it's been eating up most of my time. I mean, I spend a bit of other of my time being a carpenter is what another thing that I do kind of thing. But I mean, my main focus is playing music. I pretty much live and breathe this. So, you know.
Well, DannyLaj.com, DannyLaj.com. Tour dates, music, social media. You can find it all, and it lives right there. Danny, thanks for taking the time to chat.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Here's a track from Danny Laj's Telepathic Voices record. Stick around. We've got more of the countdown coming up on the Earshot 20.
Let's take time. Let's unwind.
Those are my favorite kind of animals. Animals that are in disguise.
Yeah, that was Animals in Disguise by the Wet Secrets. That was a song in disguise.
It was
snuck up on you.
I'm gonna get my laugh on now.
All right, that was from their new record, Free Candy, Sing Still, number 13. Before that, you heard from Pie, and that was in the last set. Actually, you really heard from Danny Ladge.
You did.
And a real cool fella that Anthony had a quick chat with about his tour that is currently going on. You heard from an EP, which came out in 2012, a track called 799 Queen Street West by Danny Ladge and The Looks.
And you heard from him. They're working on some stuff. They've got a record in the can that they're just waiting to release, and he's doing a little bit of touring. Check it out, DannyLadge.com. A couple more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we move on to the second hour of the program. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
At number 12, up from number 16, is Del Barber from his new record, Paragraphy. Here's a track called Walking in a Straight Line.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Just before black, the trees turn to silhouettes and the world gets too pretty from the petty regrets. There's a trace of red left in the sky tonight. The water in the fields is turning to wine. The rivers are flowing, the city can't sleep, and the water's rising like a secret you can't keep. And every year, it's the same strange feeling. I've always had a hard time walking in a straight in my own tail again. Well, the snow has disappeared just past Capel. I've been rolling in the Jasper, but for too long now I've been stolen by Alberta. So many times I've lost count. I've always had a hard time walking in a straight.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 11.
You never asked.
It's the Earshot 20.
Closing out the first 10, that was Maud Martin with a track called Come Sunrise. There at number 11 this week, down from number 6. And they have a new record out called Occult Delight. At number 12, up from 16, was Del Barber from Prairiography, a track called Walking in a Straight Line.
And that is the first 10. Big thanks to Danny Lage for joining us on the program, chatting about his little tour he's doing across Canada and also some of the things that are coming up for him. And also to Stephen Karlick from Exclaim. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we're counting down the top 20 albums that are charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do it every week, and the show airs live and is recorded out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all for carrying the program. You can also find the show on radioforall.net. You can download it there, or you can podcast this show on iTunes. When we come back, the top 10, Stephen Karlick joins us again, and we'll have the lowdown, so stick around. The Earshot 20 will return.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.